We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Well, God bless y'all again. God bless y'all again. And again, we just praise God for you, you, and you. As you already know, y'all getting ready for the man to come in. King Arthur, that's right, with the Kingdom Fellowship Ministry. And as always, get out your pencil, get out your paper, amen, get out all of those things, amen, that you'll be able to take notes, amen, because it's all about growth and development. And I thank God for my brother, because that's what it's all about. He's helping to prepare God's people to bring them up to that level, amen, before the day of Jesus Christ coming back, amen. We've got to grow. That's right. And that's what I love about the Lord, amen. He builds us up so that we can come to that expected end that he has for us. He has that expected end. And that's what my brother's been preaching and teaching about in his radio broadcast, and I love them. And I can honestly tell you, they helped me. That's right. Even as a preacher, you know what? We got to be preached to. A lot of times we just want to be preached to everybody else, but I need to be preached to. I need to be taught, amen, so that my spirit, man, can be edified. And I thank God for my brother when he comes in and he shares this word with you, because that's what it's going to take, amen. Yes, amen. You're going to go from point A to point B, amen. Just as the word of God says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. That's just it. We're walking through. And we already know this world ain't our home. So what his teaching, what I get out of his teaching, we're learning how to quit being earthbound and to be that spiritual man that God has called us to be. Amen. I couldn't say it no better than I'm learning to not be a human being, but I'm learning to be a spiritual being, having a human experience. Amen. Making our way back to the good grace of our Heavenly Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. And that's what I love, amen, about our brother there. And I'll tell you what, his heart is sincere. Amen. And he's not said this, but I'm going to send this plug in for him. If his ministry is being a blessing to you, support his ministry. Amen. He ain't said that. I said that. Support his ministry. Amen. Help him to further the gospel that much more in Bunky. Amen. And help him to get that word out. Amen. And let him know, amen, that you enjoy his broadcast. Let him know, amen, that you appreciate what he's bringing across the air, because that is what it's all about, being able to help God's people in this end time. Amen. And listen, I love about him, because you know what? He's truly a brother. Amen. I love that about him. He's truly a brother. Amen. You know what? When a brother don't mind crying with you, laughing with you, amen, fellowshipping you with you for who you are, amen, that's what it's all about. And I just thank God for him, amen, being able to do that. Praise the Lord. So King Arthur done made it in the house. Amen. He done made it in. Amen. And we just thank and praise him. Trying to keep this. I'm getting too much feedback here. Don't do that. Don't act like that. Getting too much feedback. But here you go, King Arthur. I'm going to try to help you out here with these. Amen. Going to try to help you out with those. And we just, as I said before, he's in the house. And I don't know if he's ready not or not. Okay. Well, he said he's ready. So without any further preliminary, y'all, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to some and to present to others all the way from Bunky, Louisiana, none other than in the person of the intramonorable, the incomparable, the majestic King Arthur.
The highest praise, and when you can give God the hallelujah praise, that's the highest praise. There are different levels of praise, you know, and there's a praise that he inhabits, you know, and that praise is that hallelujah praise. That's the highest level of praise. When you have then ascended all the way up into that praise, that level of praise, then he dwells in there. He lives in there. That's where he abides there. Well, in the praises of his people. And hallelujah, even if you don't understand it, hallelujah is the highest praise. The highest praise is, Father, I praise you in everything. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter what it is. I give you glory and I give you honor and I give you praise. Why? Because if our lives are hid in him, and if we are his children, and if the Lord is our shepherd, and if by his grace we are saved, and if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, under the shadow of the Almighty, you'll know that you know. It don't matter what you might be going through. Even in your greatest enemy. You can know that even your greatest enemy. What's that, Arthur? Death has no authority, no power over you. Imagine death like the sting of a bumblebee. Or the sting of a scorpion. Then imagine that bumblebee and that scorpion crawling around and flying around without that stinger. With that stinger, there's fear, you know, because it can cause death and destruction and termination of life. But if you really knew that bumblebee and that scorpion, the stinger been pulled, then you wouldn't even be afraid of them anymore. Imagine a bumblebee flying around you, you know, with a stinger, and you'll be trying to get away. And then imagine one flying around you, man, without a stinger. You wouldn't even be afraid. That's how death is. So you celebrate the resurrection of Easter and Jesus Christ, and you don't know what that really meant. Well, when he rose from the dead, boy, that took the sting out the bumblebee. That took the sting out the scorpion. That took the stinger out. They're still among us. They're still around us. They're still here. But they don't have no authority to bring about any fear in your life. Well, when you know things like that, and you got faith in things like that, and you got confidence in things like that, and you can, and you do. It just has to be built up and strengthened up. Listen, a baby has the same muscles as a muscle builder. Only difference is its development. That's all. All of us have the same measure of faith. Nobody has no more faith than nobody else. Everybody has the same measure of faith. In the kingdom is a law called a law of faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. Faith in what, Arthur? Faith in the word of God, what God said. what he said. When you come to the knowledge of what God said and you have faith and confidence in that, and listen, the only way you can have faith and confidence in that, you got to hear it. Faith comes by hearing. And you can't just hear it. You got to hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it. For how long, Arthur? Forever. You got to constantly hear it. You got to hear it all the time. The reason why you have faith and exercise faith in the thing that you do, because that's what you know. That's what you've been hearing. That's why the first thing Jesus said when he came in and began his public ministry, the first thing he said was repent. I think that word is widely misunderstood. Let me say what he was saying. He said, hey, listen, y'all. Prepare to change your whole way of thinking. Say, well, Jesus, hey, get ready, man, to change your whole way of thinking. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven is at your hands. And in this kingdom, all that, everything that's coming up on this world, everything that's coming up on this earth, it don't matter what it is, even death and destruction, everything that's coming up on this earth, maybe you covered. It's like you in the ark that Noah then was in. It's like you in that place, man, you know, where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in. It's like you in that place, man, where Daniel was in when he was cast into the lake of fire, when he was cast into the lion's dens, and the other boys was cast into the lake of fire. And when the rain and destruction came up on the earth. It's like you're in that place, man, where Adam and Eve was before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Jesus called it, boy, the kingdom of God. Well, yeah, the good news about it. And the good news about it that he had about that in that place, you know, where all that you protected and covered and everything else. And in that place right there, that he had the good news about that. And the good news about that was that place is available to you right now. But in order for you to get into that place, first thing you got to be willing to do is change your whole way of thinking. Because in this place over here, everything is all right. Over this place where you're at now, everything's not all right. And that's how you're thinking. So if you want to go and come into this place over here where everything is all right, you got to live by faith. How did faith come by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing what? The word of God. What word of God? The word of his grace. What do you mean the word of his grace? The gospel. What? The good news. What good news? The kingdom message. Yeah, well, then the good news about the kingdom message. What's the good news about it? That's available to you right now. But you can come into that secret place right now. 1,000 can fall at your right hand and 10,000 at your left hand, you know. It won't even be able to touch you. Even death and destruction ain't got no sting in your life. Destroy this temple. Jesus said, in 3 days, baby, I rise. I get up. You know why you said that? It was doing that, man, so that you could have the authority to say the same thing. Oh, death, where your sting at? Grave, where your victory at? Lord, I got power. Over what? I got all power, and so do you. What you mean? I got all power. Jesus said, all power has been given unto me. Power in heaven, power on earth, and even power under the earth. Well, I got power even over death, baby, to crucify me and check me out. Here I am, baby. But I am that I am. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. Then boy and said then he turned around and was preaching something to me before he did that. Hey, y'all check me out. Why? Because as I am, so are you. Well, the work that I do, so can you. What? As the Father sent me, so send I you. You go into all the world and make disciples.